You're listening to Radio CKUT 90.3 FM Montreal, or online at ckut.ca.
Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The World Health Organization is warning countries against dropping public health measures like social distancing and masking as the highly infectious Delta coronavirus variant continues to spread worldwide. This is Mike Ryan, the WHO's Emergencies Director.
I think overall we've made a very premature rush back to full normality. And I think we're going to pay a price for that because we're not there with vaccination. The variants are really there, and we haven't protected enough people.
In Indonesia, dozens of patients died Saturday when a public hospital on the island of Java ran out of oxygen. Indonesia's ordered a partial lockdown amidst a massive rise in new cases, mostly driven by the Delta variant. Russia's reporting record deaths from COVID-19 cases increasingly caused by the Delta variant. Fewer than 13% of Russians are fully vaccinated, even though Russia's highly effective Sputnik V vaccine is widely available. Meanwhile, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's planning to end nearly all remaining coronavirus restrictions on July 19th. COVID-19 cases have soared in recent weeks, even though more than half the UK population is fully vaccinated. President Biden said Sunday the U.S. has put the darkest days of the pandemic behind it, even as he warned of the threat of new coronavirus variants. Biden spoke from the White House in a 4th of July celebration after his administration came up just short of its goal of administering at least one vaccine dose to 70% of U.S. adults.
We all know powerful variants have emerged, like the Delta variant. But the best defense against these variants is to get vaccinated. My fellow Americans, it's the most patriotic thing you can do.
U.S. cases have fallen to their lowest level since early 2020, but are rising in areas with lower vaccination rates, led by outbreaks in Missouri and Arkansas. The United Nations is warning of a worsening famine in Ethiopia's Tigray region, where anti-government fighters have been beaten back. They have beaten back an Ethiopian military offensive after months of fighting that displaced an estimated 1.7 million people. This is UNAIDS Chief Ramesh Rajasingham.
More than 400,000 people are estimated to have crossed the threshold into famine, and another 1.8 million people are on the brink of famine. Some are suggesting that the numbers are even higher. 33,000 children are severely malnourished. And moreover, the food insecurity crisis will continue to worsen during the impending rainy season.
The conflict came amidst a worsening drought fueled by the climate crisis and followed a locust infestation in 2020 that devastated crops across eastern Africa. In Honduras, a former U.S.-trained Honduran military officer and businessman has been found guilty of plotting the 2016 assassination of the renowned environmentalist Berta Cáceres, a Lenca land and water defender. The Honduran Supreme Court ruled unanimously Monday that David Castillo, the former president of the hydroelectric corporation DESA, was a co-perpetrator of Cáceres' murder. Cáceres was assassinated as she led the fight against the construction of DESA's massive hydroelectric dam on a river in southwestern Honduras that's sacred to the Lenca people. Berta Zuniga Cáceres, one of Berta Cáceres' daughters, celebrated Castillo's guilty verdict.
We are very satisfied because against all the obstacles, against a system of impunity, we have managed to get the president of the company, the construction company of the hydroelectric dam project Agua Zarca, to be found guilty. He was a person that was protected by the economic groups of the oligarchs in this country.
We'll have the latest on Monday's historic verdict in Honduras after headlines. A hurricane watch is in effect for parts of Florida's Gulf Coast after Tropical Storm Elsa brought heavy rains and flooding to Cuba and the Florida Keys. Elsa is the earliest ever fifth-named storm of any Atlantic hurricane season, surpassing the previous record set just last year. This comes as much of the Northern Hemisphere continues to bake under record heat fueled by the unfolding climate crisis. In India, tens of millions of people have been experiencing life-threatening heat, with daily temperatures in New Delhi consistently reaching more than 100 degrees Fahrenheit. In Iraq, protests have erupted in Basra, Baghdad, and other cities as widespread power outages darken homes and cut off water supplies to millions of people, even as temperatures topped 120 degrees Fahrenheit. In the Gulf of Mexico, an underwater natural gas pipeline near an oil platform ruptured off the coast of the Yucatan Peninsula Friday, creating a massive circular inferno on the surface of the ocean that was widely described as an eye of fire. Mexico's state-owned oil company Pemex said it took fire crews about 5 hours to extinguish the flames. The fossil fuel disaster came on the same day that an explosion and fire at Romania's largest oil refinery killed one person and injured five others. Meanwhile, in Thailand, an explosion at a chemical factory in the outskirts of Bangkok killed one person and left at least 33 others injured Monday. Thai officials evacuated thousands of people from a three-mile radius of the plant, which housed about 50 metric tons of hazardous chemicals. In Tennessee, environmental activists are celebrating the cancellation of the Byhalia Connection pipeline, which would have carried crude oil over an aquifer that provides drinking water to 1 million people. The company dropped its bid to build the 50-mile pipeline through predominantly Black communities in the Memphis area amidst intense community opposition. Community leader Justin J. Pearson called the pipeline's cancellation a, quote, extraordinary testament to what Memphis and Shelby County can do when citizens build power toward justice, unquote. The fight against the pipeline drew the support of civil rights leaders, including the Reverend William Barber, as well as former Vice President Al Gore, who called the pipeline a, quote, reckless racist ripoff. In Iowa, a federal judge has sentenced climate activist Jessica Resnicek to 8 years in prison for damaging parts of the Dakota Access Pipeline in 2016 and 17. U.S. District Court Judge Rebecca Goodgame Ebinger also ordered Resnicek to pay nearly $3.2 million in restitution. In 2016, Jessica Resnicek and fellow activist Ruby Montoya set fire to five pieces of heavy machinery being used to construct the Dakota Access Pipeline. The two then moved up and down the pipeline's length, destroying valves and delaying construction for weeks. Their actions were inspired by the Plowshares movement, which used nonviolent direct action to target nuclear warheads and military installations. Resnicek told Democracy Now! In 2017 she was trying to prevent climate catastrophe while protecting water aquifers in her home state of Iowa.
I think that the oil being taken out of the ground and the machinery that does it and the infrastructure which supports it, this is violent. These tools and these mechanisms that industry and corporate power and government power have all colluded together to create. This is destructive, this is violent, and it needs to be stopped.
Israeli warplanes bombed parts of the Gaza Strip Saturday in what Israel's military called retaliation for incendiary balloons launched from the besieged Palestinian territory. It was the latest violation of a tenuous ceasefire on May 21st that capped Israel's 11-day assault on Gaza, which killed at least 260 Palestinians, including 66 children. In Chile, an indigenous Mapuche woman has been chosen to lead the rewriting of Chile's constitution. Elisa Lancon is a university professor and community advocate. She was picked by over half of the 155 delegates charged with drafting a new Chilean constitution that will replace the current document created under the U.S.-backed dictator Augusto Pinochet. This is Lancon speaking Monday.
This convention today that I have the responsibility of presiding over will transform Chile, a plurinational Chile, an intercultural Chile, a Chile that does not go against the rights of women, the rights of citizens, a Chile that looks after Mother Earth, and a Chile that safeguards water against being dominated.
In Eswatini, human rights advocates are denouncing the brutal crackdown on protesters following days of massive demonstrations against King Mswati III. Eswatini, formerly known as Swaziland, is Africa's last absolute monarchy, with more than half of its citizens living in poverty. Meanwhile, King Mswati is known for his lavish lifestyle, including owning expensive cars and palaces. Eswatini is currently facing a shortage of gas, food, and other resources. Recent protests are the largest the landlocked nation has seen in its 53 years of independence. Amnesty International reported at least 20 protesters have been killed by state security forces and dozens of others tortured, detained, or abducted. There's also been reports of the military and police firing live rounds at protesters, as well as internet blackouts. We'll have more on the uprising in Eswatini tomorrow on Democracy Now! In South Florida, the death toll from the Surfside condominium disaster has risen to 28, with 117 people still unaccounted for. On Sunday, search and rescue crews carried out a controlled demolition of the partially collapsed Champlain Towers South building in order to give search crews access to areas they were previously unable to reach. Meanwhile, the nearby city of North Miami Beach ordered the immediate evacuation of a half-century-old condominium Friday after a report determined the structure to be structurally and electrically unsound. In Massachusetts, police arrested 11 heavily armed men following a 9-hour standoff that closed parts of Interstate 95 on Saturday morning. Police first noticed a group of men in military-style gear as they refueled their vehicles with gas on the side of the highway. The men refused to put down their assault rifles or to identify themselves to officers. They were later identified as members of a group calling itself the Rise of the Moors, described by the Southern Poverty Law Center as an African American sovereign citizen movement with a history of violent confrontations with law enforcement. A local prosecutor said the men were on their way to Maine from Rhode Island for, quote, training. In sports news, outcry is mounting over the suspension of U.S. Olympic sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson after she tested positive for marijuana, which is legal in 18 U.S. states, including Richardson's home state of Oregon, where she participated in the Olympic trials. The 21-year-old won the 100-meter race at the U.S. track and field trials in Oregon last month and has been a gold medal favorite ahead of the Tokyo Olympics this summer. Cannabis is on the World Anti-Doping Agency's list of prohibited substances, even though medical research shows it has no performance-enhancing effects. This comes as the International Swimming Federation is facing backlash for banning the use of swimming caps at the Tokyo Olympics designed for natural black hair, saying the caps do not, quote, fit the natural form of the head. The caps are made by the black-owned British brand Soul Cap. Meanwhile, Republicans Congress member Dan Crenshaw of Texas and Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton are calling for U.S. Olympic hammer thrower Gwen Berry to be banned from the Tokyo Olympics following Berry's peaceful protest at an Olympic trials medal ceremony last week, where she turned away from the U.S. flag during the playing of the national anthem. And renowned Native Hawaiian activist, author, and scholar Haunani K. Trask died this weekend in Honolulu after battling Alzheimer's for years. She was 71 years old. Trask was a devoted Native Hawaiian community advocate and a longtime opponent of the United States colonization of Hawaii, who denounced the destructive impacts the military and tourism industries had on their sacred land. This is Trask speaking in 1993 in front of a crowd at the palace on the 100th anniversary of the illegal overthrow of the Hawaiian kingdom.
You're not American! Say it in your heart! Say it when you sleep! We are not American! We will die as Hawaiians! We will never be Americans! They took our land! They imprisoned our queen! They banned our language! They forcibly made us a colony of the United States! America always says they are democratic. Lies! That is a lie!
And those are some of the headlines. This is Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, the War and Peace Report.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Welcome back to CKUT. It's time for a little weather. Wednesday will bring a few showers and a high of 20 degrees Celsius. Thursday will bring rain and a high of 21 degrees Celsius. Friday will bring rain and a high of 23 degrees Celsius. Saturday will be mainly sunny with a high of 25 degrees Celsius. Sunday will be sunny with a high of 26 degrees Celsius. Monday will be sunny with a high of 27 degrees Celsius. And Tuesday will be cloudy with showers and a high of 27 degrees Celsius.
Keep your eyes on where you are as opposed to where you think you'd like to be. My friends are like stars scattered on the corners of the world, fragmented, upended, forgotten, drifting apart, whichever way you'd like to be. Just keep your eyes on where you are as opposed to where you think you'd like to be. Well, if you don't know by now, you never will. I've got the feeling you've been sitting at the wall for some time, standing still where the course of time rolls and washes around. We'd almost certain that there's something happening outside. How would you know you've been sitting at the ground? Well, life is rolling. No. Why don't you see? I just keep your eyes on where you are as opposed to where you think you would like to be. Just keep your eyes on where you are as opposed to where you think you would like to be.
Everybody saw more than their sight. That what you wait in me find in your eyes. So everybody fight. They fight just to feel right.
success in the West gives the East another day. And every piece of us is dead. A humankind unwillingness. We rage, we hurt, we spoil things. We're not born as evil beings. Phone, it rings, or what's that sound? Everybody's lost and looking down. To order things on brightest screens. From double, double burgers to diamond rings. But it's time to patch the whole. Ships no match for the open sea. Everybody jump in and sing the count with me. 2, 3. What if everybody, everybody saw was more than their sight? Then everybody, everybody see the glow of the bright side. Step outside, share a smile and celebrate, come on. Cause rain or shine, fire or ice, there's life today, yeah.
Does it hold you down inside? Do you let it bring you down? Where does your fear lie? Does it make you want to cry? Does it sit inside your mind?
I can feel the weight upon my shoulder.
A weeping wind.
I can feel the dark lurk in my mind.
Memories decline, waiting by my side.
Oh, American gold, the story's told. Why give up now?
Where does a man go with a walled up soul walking in the cold? Where does a man go if his color is too bold, searching for his soul?
I can feel the weight upon my shoulder.
Chaotic turn in a kissing burn.
I can feel the doubt lurk in my mind.
In shattered time, appreciating crime.
Oh, American gold, the story is told. Give up now. No, American gold, the story is told. Why give up now? Memories persist and good does resist.
Okay, I gotta let you go. I have to get my Lake Magog vaccine.
Your Lake Magog vaccine?
Yeah, you know, I'm really looking forward to having the whole family to the cottage for my annual cookout.
Smart move. I'm gonna ask for the Montreal vaccine. I miss those last-minute get-togethers with my buddies.
Nice. Well, I gotta run. I don't think it protects against lateness.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Describe all the glory you will surely find.
Shadows on our joy. will never truly be happy till we wipe these shadows from our world.
You're listening to the Wednesday Morning After Show with your host, Sheila Ferrando, on CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal, or worldwide at ckut.ca.
When you tell your girlfriend, get changed, you're dressed like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
A spoonful of gold, but just a little spoon of your precious love satisfies my soul. I'm crazy about that, and I'm crazy about that.
Rivers and lakes. I've burned several bridges and I've spat in the wells. Oh Lord, I have made some mistakes. Thank you. just one glance at you, and that's when I knew I'll never again be alone. Caitlin, Caitlin, oh, where have you been? Where have you been all my life? You can't know, Caitlin, the trouble I've seen.
Well, that wraps up the show for this week. Keep listening to CKUT.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 se poursuit partout au Québec. L'effet combiné des deux doses assure une meilleure efficacité du vaccin, en plus de réduire le risque d'avoir et de transmettre le virus.
vous serez aussi protégé sur une plus longue période. Il est primordial de vous présenter à votre rendez-vous pour la deuxième dose du vaccin, peu importe ce qu'il y a d'autre à votre horaire. La deuxième dose du vaccin est essentielle. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Times to come and all the time it's gone, and a smile.